I would like for just a moment, gentlemen, for you to ask any questions you want to ask of me. I know you're saying those politicians are in town, and by golly, when they get in, I'm going to get a hold of that guy and put him on the spot. I'm here, so I welcome your questions. I really want to sincerely know what concerns you, what you feel are some things that we need to do. And don't be afraid. You're not going to embarrass me.
Several of the men asked me a while ago, what would you do about the old people in there suffering with inflation?
The question that was asked, a number of them have asked me, what would I do about helping our senior citizens? Well, inflation is the number one problem, because they plan to retire under a certain set of circumstances that change month by month because of inflation, the erosion, the loss of their earning power. I believe that inflation and unemployment are the two major jobs facing this country. I was the first of the candidates way back in August of 69 said that the Nixon administration, by following the policies of high interest rates, tight money, it's going to add to inflation. And it's going, without a doubt, going to create more unemployment. I said we should have price, wage, guidelines, jawboning on these major labor management contracts, and if necessary, price and wage controls. The administration sat on their hands for over 2 years and did nothing, 2.5 years, did nothing about it. Then they put on a freeze and they didn't know what they'd frozen. And the result is a complete lack of confidence. I believe that the contracts that have been entered into, where they are within reason, must be honored and should be honored, because they were told that the marketplace would determine what the agreement was going to be. President Nixon announced in January 69, said the marketplace will decide all these things. So contracts are entered into, and except for those that are way out of line, I think they should be honored. Those who did not get a chance to catch up to those agreements should have that opportunity now. And then we should lay down some hard, tough guidelines that we should follow. Because, look, the working man loses in this inflationary game. Last year, prices overall went up faster than wages. Now, this does not apply to every working situation. I'm talking about on the average. Some got a better break than others. But I believe, sincerely and honestly, that unless we make this economic system work with price-wage stability, such as we had in the 1960s under Jack Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson, where we had a period of 5 years of growth, jobs, expansion of the economy, real income went up, we avoided inflation, we're all better off. Because you can't win. It's like a cat chasing his tail going round and round and round. And you're worse off. No use kidding you. I mean, after all, my dad was an officer in the union. He had to be involved in these bargaining agreements. And working people know that just an increase doesn't solve any problem if everything else is going on up. We have to stabilize it. And that will have an enormous impact on the old people. Secondly, on Social Security, I think the minimum should go up to 150, the maximum up to 600. I believe that it ought to be flexible, some earlier retirement, and I think a retired person should be able to work and not lose his Social Security up to earnings of $300 a month or $3,600 a year. Today it's $1,620. I think people are different. My father was active up until his 80th year. Really, I mean, he was on the job. He wanted to work. Some people are dead at 40. Some of them are going strong at 70. Isn't that right? And I think a man who retires, who says, I'm going fishing, you know, after 6 months, what does he find? Well, he finds he wants to go back and do something, doesn't he? And he's happier. I think you've got to have it on a basis of flexibility.